I grew up in a very loving, supportive Christian family. My parents are both mature Christians who've been faithfully following Christ for decades. They modelled what it is to spend time praying and reading the Bible every day and what a genuine love for Christ looks like in day-to-day life. It was a charismatic upbringing, and my bedtime prayer would often be accompanied by speaking in tongues, and there was an expectation that the Holy Spirit would work in power. Despite having absolute certainty as to the truth of the Christian message and equal certainty that I must one day submit to God's rule, I was not willing to give up the things of the world that I took so much pleasure from. My prayer was very much, make me a Christian, but not yet. It is difficult to put a date on the exact turning point in my life when I decided to follow Christ. I always read a chapter of the Bible every night and attended church or college chapel, or school chapel, whilst refusing to submit in many areas of my life. So those indicators can't be used as a reliable gauge. Notable steps forward started after university and included the following four milestones. I joined Holy Trinity Brompton Church and got involved in a small group there. I ended a long-term non-Christian relationship. After meeting David, my husband, I joined St. Helens Bishopsgate and devoured the weekly Bible studies. They were the highlight of my week. I was blessed with extremely godly and wise small group leaders there, and I was so excited to see the consistency of God's plan in his word. The final step was that I got baptized, which in a nice piece of Redeemer trivia was at the same time as Cat Allison. Since my baptism, I have continued to struggle with submitting to God's will above my own, but by grace I have come a long way in my Christian standards and understanding. God has clearly been present throughout, both protecting and guiding me, drawing me along, however undeserving and unwilling. He has given me wonderful godly Christians at various points in my life to nurture, teach and encourage me, and most recently has brought me to Redeemer Croydon, for which I am so thankful. And when I say that, I do absolutely believe that God brought me here. Croydon was only one of a number of possibilities, and we were not even intending to move house when we did, but events swept us up. Against the odds and against our own plans and intentions, in God's amazing timing, I found myself here in time for the start of the Wednesday morning growth group in January, which has been a blessing. It is extraordinary that God should be so patient as to bother with someone given every possible opportunity to rejoice in his goodness, yet who remained stubbornly unappreciative. I know that both my parents and my godparents prayed for me every single day growing up, and I am so thankful that they did. I found the verse, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief, from Mark 9:24, encouraging. I love the idea of coming to Jesus and saying, this is as far as I've got, please help me with the rest.